MSPs have the responsibility to protect businesses from threats. Who will watch your back and your clients? Solutions Granted is a highly awarded and channel-friendly MSSP with service to allow you to focus on your business. With SOC as a service, MDR for endpoint, and cloud, network security, vulnerability management, and incident response, Solutions Granted services all sizes of MSPs with no minimum, no commitment consumption-based channel program. Email sales@solutionsgranted.com or call 1-800-619-8481.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hey, hey. Welcome to the MSP Zone. We're going to dig deeper into this Pennsylvania Senate Bill 726 today. We've talked about it a little bit in a few previous episodes, recent episodes, but we've never really done an in-depth dive, which is what we're going to do today. And I promise you it's not going to be boring. I'll try to keep the highlights to the things that I think you guys need to hear about. And I'll actually include a link to the actual text of the bill, so you guys can read it for yourself, right? So I'll just draw your attention to the things that I think are highlights and noteworthy of your attention, and then provide some analysis to some other legislative elements that are out there, existing laws that exist, some of them MSP specific, others not, and we'll draw it up nice and tight, put a bow on it, and get you guys all the information that will be relevant for you guys. So let's just dive right in. So this is Senate Bill 726 of the 2021 legislative session from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, this is not a law. This is a bill. Sorry, the state Senate of Pennsylvania passed this bill, and assuming they are like other states, they have another chamber, a house or similar opposing group to the Senate that will also have to pass this, and then it will go presumably to the governor, and the governor signs it, and then it becomes law, or something close to that effect. But basically, this is something that started in, it was introduced last year, so May 28th, 2021, by a handful of state senators, and it was just amended. Apparently, this is the third revision as of January 18th of this year, which is when this third most recent revision was proposed. I don't exactly know if the state Senate votes every single time, if it goes in through committee, or if it goes into for a larger review and vote by the entire state Senate. Again, that's not really my purpose today. You can figure out what Pennsylvania state legislative process looks like. My interest in this is just understanding where this piece of proposed legislation is right now and what it means to MSPs if it were to pass today. So this is a this bill is an amendment to Title 18 of the Pennsylvania Consolidated Statutes, specifically for computer offenses, and specifically computer offenses related to the offense of ransomware. And so it's revising an existing piece of law within the state of Pennsylvania. Again, not a federal statute impacting the entire United States, just with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So it's amending an existing Title 18 section related to I'm presuming it's a criminal, the criminal statutes of the state. And it does a couple of things. So it adds a subchapter from reading the text here. So it adds to this title 18. So chapter 76 of title 18 of the Pennsylvania Consolidated Statutes. And it adds subchapter F. So subchapter F is the new areas being added to Title 18. And again, they just generally go into detail related to ransomware. So here's what I want to talk about. So it goes through, and you can read it for yourself if you really care to. It goes through and adds some definitions. There's a good amount of definitions here. But essentially what this thing is all about is it is placing a new obligation on customers and MSPs related to the awareness and the response to ransomware. So the awareness of the presence of ransomware, which we'll get into momentarily, and then the response to ransomware. Again, it is not unique or specific to just the MSP, although the MSP is mentioned in this bill. So it is very different than all the other, we've talked about all the 50 states in the United States have some sort of data breach law on the books, right? A requirement or an obligation that if you are made aware of a data breach that you have to do certain things, and every state is different, and that's fine. We talked a lot about this last year, and I'm going to make a lot of reference to this. So if you guys haven't read or listened to our analysis of the Louisiana MSP law, that is a law that was passed in 2020, went into effect in 2021, and that was the first state, that was the first law ever that I'm aware of that specifically called out managed service providers by name and placed a new requirement on MSPs working for state agencies in the state of Louisiana and placed certain burdens around, you know, what they would have to do if they were breached. I'll have to go back, and I don't remember if they specifically called out ransomware, but I am almost positive if they didn't mention ransomware by name, it almost certainly was part of the reason and the motivation why the legislature there in Louisiana made that law in the first place. But here's the definition back to the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And here is in section A, the definition of a managed service provider. A managed service provider of information technology in the service of a Commonwealth agency shall notify an appropriate official of the Commonwealth agency of the discovery of ransomware or receipt of a ransomware demand within 1 hour of the discovery of ransomware or receipt of the ransomware demand. So it is, and then it goes on in section B and talks about Commonwealth agencies, and their obligation is within 2 hours of the Commonwealth agency discovering the ransomware or receiving a receipt, receiving a demand of ransomware, there's a two-hour clock running for them to notify the Office of Administration and an entity with jurisdiction or supervision over that agency. So here is my general thought. I immediately don't like the idea that somehow MSPs are under a one-hour obligation to make notice of the appropriate party and the agency itself is under a two-hour window of time. Why is that, I wonder? Why? There's a lot of speculation, but here's what I would say. A ransomware demand response time should be no different from the MSP to the customer. Meaning that if you're going to make a demand of the MSP, then it should be roughly the same as for the customer. And if you're going to make a demand of the customer, then it should be roughly the same as the MSP, meaning that the MSP and the state agency in Pennsylvania here should be indistinguishable from one another in terms of the response time obligations that they have to make the relevant authority aware of this ransomware event, whatever that may be. And there is one good thing, at least from this section that I like, is that there is no kind of ambiguous, you know, vague notion of the MSP or the state agency should have been, you know, when they should have been aware of something. No, it's when they are actually aware of it or they receive a demand. So I think that's going to bring up another issue, which is, you know, when is an actual demand of ransomware? Because there are plenty of situations that I am aware of that, you know, you can receive ransomware demands that are phony, that are simply phishing schemes designed to trap someone who was actually not compromised into giving over money because they think that they were compromised. Think about that. A fake ransomware demand, is that going to trigger a whole bunch of things now that there's a law or a proposed bill, I should say? Is that going to create an entire sequence of events that could really be avoided, should be avoided, because it was a demand for ransomware when no real ransomware existed? Now, an MSP and even a state agency, depending on what type of you know, tools they have and monitoring capabilities they have, you know, if there's a piece of malware inside a network or a system, then there are tools that can, you know, certainly will detect that and say, hey, you've got some really nasty stuff going on, you know, and it throws off an alert, maybe it sends off a ticket, you know, and so those are things that. Capabilities and technologies that exist today that can do that. But if the way this law is written, or the way this bill is written, I keep after checking myself, it's not a law yet. The trigger of the 1 or 2 hour trigger of a notice could start clicking away if a random email comes in from somebody who never had any access to the system whatsoever, but they make a demand and it's just a form email saying, hey, we've locked up all your, we stole all your information. It's all outside of your, we have it in our possession. We're going to leak it to the world if you don't pay us money. And if they don't have that, what does that do? Think of the cost. Think of the potential liability to the MSP and to the customer. There's a lot of things that ought to be considered, right? And I have been very, very clear that to the people that are just indiscriminately out there calling for more legislation, including people in the MSP community, if you want to call them that, you know, maybe you ought to slow down a little bit and start to really think about the public policy implications of some of these things. And again, this is, nobody's perfect, and right, and there's a lot. Maybe the state of Pennsylvania is listening to this podcast and they're taking notes, and we're not saying that you guys don't have a right to act, nor are we saying that you shouldn't act, but there are some things that maybe you ought to ask the MSPs about, because you may end up with a piece of legislation that actually makes your life in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania a lot worse, not better. And that's one of them. That's the first thing that I kind of honed in on is this clock of 1 hour for the MSP, 2 hours for the Commonwealth. Why those two different standards? Why not make it a single standard? But more importantly, you know, have some thought about what is going to, about the validity of the ransomware demand, right? Does that mean every single spam email that comes in that says, hey, there's been a ransomware event in your system and we want you to go pay us a big sum of money? That could trigger a ton of unnecessary forensic investigation into the state agency that basically comes back with, oh, nothing happened. That was a piece of bogus email. It was a spam email. Nothing ever happened. You're completely fine. And here's a bill for $100,000 from the forensic accounting of do we cheat them and how. Eh. Don't think that that can't happen. Don't think that that couldn't be a very real scenario. And I don't know if that would make things better or worse. Personally, I think it would make things worse. And maybe there's just a way that it could be modified. And we're doing a lot of deliberation on this, believe me, internally at the MSP Alliance. And this is going to be a huge topic at MSP World down in Florida in a couple months, in March. If you guys want to be part of that conversation, I can't more strongly encourage you guys to get a ticket, head down to the Sunshine, and participate in this discussion, because it's not going to be solely on Pennsylvania, but it's going to be, generally speaking, you know, this and many other issues that are facing the MSPs, and we're going to have a good opportunity to get together and talk about them rationally and hopefully come up with some consensus. But anyway, there's my initial thoughts just on sections A and B of this new bill. And so the bill goes on further and provides for basically a prohibition in the payment of ransomware. So in that regard, so it's 7678, section 7678 related to payments, subsection A. General rule, except as provided in subsection B, notwithstanding any other provision of law, after December 31st, 2021, state and local taxpayer money or other public money may not be used to pay an extortion attempt involving ransomware. Not bad, huh? I actually like this. So kudos to you guys at the Commonwealth in Pennsylvania for doing this. I think this is every state ought to follow this rule. This is a good path. I'll have to go back and see if there were some amendments to the Louisiana law that I'm aware of, but I don't know the specifics of, and I'll find out what those are. But I don't know if they actually went as far as this bill to prohibit the payment of ransomware. And I know that there are other states that are flirting around with language that are, you know, if you make a payment to ransomware, it has to be disclosed. I think that that is the language in the Louisiana law. I'll double check that and get back to you guys. But this is, in my opinion, better language. I would prefer not, if you make a ransomware payment, you have to disclose it. I think, at least for taxpayer money, public money, just make a unilateral rule. No, it's not going to be used for ransomware. So guess what? Ransomware folks trying to get rich off of the Commonwealth state agencies, it's not going to happen. That source has been foreclosed. Lock up their data all you want, but you're not going to get any money from it. No one's going to reimburse you. No insurance company is going to underwrite that for you. Not going to happen. There's going to be no cryptocurrency windfall. You're not going to spend the rest of your life out on the beach. It's not going to happen if this becomes law. And I agree with this. I agree with this as a public policy consideration. I think that it strengthens the case of the managed service provider relationship with the customer, in this case, the state agency, to bolster the cybersecurity footing of the customers. Meaning that the customer can't say, oh, I thought that the MSP was backing up the data. You know, we don't back up the data. So, yeah, we're just going to pay. No, you can't pay it anymore. Well, guess you better start backing up the data, huh? Guess you better start using multi-factor authentication. I guess you better start implementing some of those cybersecurity scanning and monitoring features that your MSP has been telling you about that you've been denying year after year after year. Those are the things that I am hopeful will happen now that, as of December of last year, just last month, no longer an option for state agencies and their MSPs. Now, the exception, if you were wondering, what does subsection B say? Well, subsection B says, it does not apply if the governor authorizes a Commonwealth agency to expend public money for a payment to a person responsible for... basically, it's an exception rule that says the governor can belay the prohibition on the payment. So the governor can authorize a payment. I suppose that's... It says relating to a general authority of the governor or in the event of a declaration of disaster emergency. I like to think about that. I don't really like the idea that the hackers could attempt to, or the political elements could basically say, oh, well, we're going to just take the easy way out, declare a disaster emergency, and then authorize the payment of ransomware. But maybe that's a good thing to have just as an emergency. But hopefully it doesn't get used often or if ever. So that is the essential, the nuts and bolts of this bill. Now, it goes on. There's a lot of discussion about, like I said, additional definitions. There talks about the right of civil action. Remedies, actual damages, punitive damages, attorney's fees, and other things related to ransomware attacks in the Commonwealth. And in general, I think it's a good bill. I think they're on the right path. I think there are some things that need to be fixed. Again, I've talked about the 1 to 2 hour discrepancy. I think that should be uniform. I'd like to see better guidance on what is officially a demand for ransomware versus a actual knowledge that ransomware exists, right? To avoid the confusing trigger of this law coming into effect when in actuality nothing really ever happened. It was just a random email that came in. But in general, I like it. And it gives greater guidance, if this becomes law, it gives greater guidance to MSPs practicing in Pennsylvania to be, and specifically to their state agency customers, to give them better service, have a much more clearly defined relationship with that state agency customer, not only in terms of what the MSP will or will not do, right? Because now... The onus is the MSP can say, look, if you get hit with ransomware, we don't have any option but to tell the relevant authorities. Someone's going to know about it. You can't look to us to hide this anymore. Which, you know, if you really think about it, I personally think for a long time, customers of all types have been relying on the secrecy and the confidentiality of the MSP to hide misbehavior or to hide and delay informing certain people of certain things. And I think this is a good step forward to say, look, as a matter of public policy, we don't want state agencies paying for ransomware recovery. And so we're going to make this rule, we're going to apply it to the agency, and we're going to apply it to their MSP. Now, a couple of notes. Obviously this applies to MSPs, but does it apply to all MSPs? Not all of them. I mean, I think that this is, the way this is read, I would say that it applies to all MSPs who happen to have a state agency in Pennsylvania as a customer. So this does not include private sector. So if you just have a random, I don't use a bank, but if you had a restaurant in the state of Pennsylvania, would it apply to you? Probably not. If you had a car wash or Oh, I don't know. Maybe Nick. I won't use that either. A random private organization, would that be covered? No. Good thing for us, the bill does define what a Commonwealth agency is. It's the governor's office, a department, board, commission, authority, or other agency with that is subject to the policy, supervision, or control of the governor. So basically the governor, the executive branch, and all the supporting departments that report up to the governor, the executive branch in that state, they're covered. The lieutenant governor. School districts. There's a ton of school districts in Pennsylvania. Municipalities. Technical schools. Charter schools. Community colleges. State-owned institutions. State-related institutions. Courts. Agencies of the general Pennsylvania judicial system. So it's a pretty good amount of groups within the state of Pennsylvania that would fall under as a state Commonwealth agency and subject to this bill. And that means there's a lot of different types of MSPs. I'm assuming the majority of them are in Pennsylvania, but you could have some that operate in and outside of Pennsylvania, you know, multi-state presence MSPs. So that's very much possible. So it does have a kind of limited application, and that's very much in line with what the Louisiana law was about, which is it only applied to MSPs who had customers who were Louisiana state agencies. So very similar in scope. So it does not, I repeat, it does not apply to managed services customers related to just private sector. So it's a very specific, defined set of customers that are impacted here. But it does have I think it sets the right tone, and I hope that other states follow suit, because I like the definitive, declarative stance it takes on ransomware. Again, the problems I said before, I'd like to see those rectified, but I do like the general position it's taking about giving MSPs and their customers better guidance on what they should do. Now, it gets into a whole question, and I don't have time here today, and that's going to be a large part of what we're going to talk a lot about it. I'm looking forward to the conversations at MSP World on this topic, where we're going to be discussing, well, where does that leave the private institutions in Pennsylvania and Louisiana and the other states, where the state has acted but only related to MSPs and their relationships with the state agencies? Well, that leaves a whole big private sector kind of exposed, or if not exposed, then the answer is left open. And that brings up larger issues of, should this be federalized? Should it not be federalized? Should and could the states individually, and I'm speaking only of the U.S. here, we'll get to Canada in a moment and elsewhere. What should it mean when it relates and comes to private institutions not covered by these laws? Could the states act to prohibit private institutions from paying ransomware? I mean, these are interesting questions. I don't know if we've ever asked them before. I certainly have opinions. I think you have opinions out there. I would like to hear your opinions. But we're headed in the right direction. We're not there yet. But I certainly hope that the states start to pay attention to these types of themes. I think they're very much in need. I do like the fact that this bill does, it seems to be very much in support of the MSP. It recognizes that the MSP has a very legitimate, valued part to play in this cybersecurity framework. And that I very much like. I think it's very promising to read that. It doesn't mean it's a perfect bill. It not at all. I think it could be and should be cleaned up a little bit. But I think it's heading the right direction. I know that there are a handful of other states that are also following this line. Texas, I think Arkansas, I think North Carolina, and there's one other one. Well, I'm sure that there are more than those states, but I've heard specifically of those states that are moving and acting now. But we'll see. If you are part of a legislative or policy group in a different state, maybe you're in Canada, maybe you're in Europe, elsewhere, and you're thinking about this, take heed of this. I mean, I think that it can apply elsewhere. I think we need more of this type of leadership and public policy direction and guidance, and specifically guidance that acknowledges the role of the MSP and supports, not undercuts, that role of the MSP. And that to me is a very, very good thing. But take a look at this bill, read it for yourself, come up with your own conclusions. And if you have some questions or comments, I'd love to hear them. You want to come up on the show? We'd love to have you there. If you don't want to do that, you want to just shoot us an email. Love to hear your thoughts anytime, because this is a very important issue and we all need to be involved in it. At least those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.